Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Arturo from Italy. A reminder that the transcript for the most recent podcast, along with comprehension questions, are sent to subscribers of our mailing list when the podcast is published each week. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Arturo plans to take the CPE, Certificate of Proficiency in English examination, next December, and in this podcast we looked at making short presentations. We decided to focus on using signposting words and expressions during short talks. Shortly before the interview in Skype, Arturo was sent the following question. Talk about how attitudes to food have changed. And here are some ideas which Arturo was told he could talk about. Food production, methods of preparation, social importance. This recording is an edited version of the talk and consists of an example of how using personal experience in a presentation such as this can help create interest. As you listen, decide how well Arturo used signposting expressions and pay attention to his personal account. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of Arturo's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Arturo.
Okay, so I'm not very young, so I have experienced along these years a lot of changes in people's attitude to food changing. First of all, when I was young, very young, a child, people welcomed both processed food and canned food. I remember when I was just 5 or 6 and I saw in Italy the first canned food, my mother was very eager because people could be helped in running a house with prepared and processed food. Secondly, people could go to the market very few times in a month, so they could arrange their time in a better way. And above all, I think it became a social status, the fact that you could buy prepared or processed or canned food, because it meant that you had a lot of free time for yourself and you could go around, and so you could spend money. Also because at the beginning this kind of food was not very cheap, so it gave the idea of a well-being person. Things have changed a lot.
First of all, I'd like to thank Arturo for taking part in this Skype interview. You can comment on his talk at the Splendid Speaking website. Now for some feedback. Arturo's decision to base the first half of his talk on personal experience had the immediate effect of transforming an academic subject into an interesting personal anecdote. There were also clear examples of Arturo using signposting words, as we can see from these extracts.
First of all, when I was young, very young, a child. Secondly, people could go to the market very few times in a month. And above all, I think it became a social status.
When doing mini presentations such as this, some people tend to pause frequently during their talk, either because they're considering the subject itself and what to say next, or because they're thinking of the language they need in order to express themselves. To avoid being penalized for what could be considered hesitancy, Arturo could practice making short presentations of this kind as often as possible. Finally, listen to the following extracts from Arturo's talk. Can you spot the mistakes in each one?
So I have experienced along these years. My mother was very eager because people could be helped in running a house. Secondly, people could go to the market very few times in a month. It became a social status. So it gave the idea of a well-being person.
Okay. There are some vocabulary issues here that Arturo could try to remember for future reference. Rather than along, we would say through or throughout these years.
My mother was very eager because people could be helped in running a house.
Eager is the wrong word here. Enthusiastic is more appropriate.
Secondly, people could go to the market very few times in a month.
This sentence would be better expressed as, secondly, people could go to the market a few times a month, or people could go to the market less.
It became a social status.
This should be, it became associated with social status, or it became linked to social status.
So it gave the idea of a well-being person.
This should be, it gave the idea that the person was well off. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Arturo. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. Bye. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party. Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.